Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
I don't know what's going on in the world, but there's some drama at the drive-thru.
Big time.
I feel like Amber doesn't even... You haven't been to a drive-thru in...
It's been a long time.
Except Starbucks, maybe.
Yeah. Correct.
Do you do the app at Starbucks? I'm more of a...
I'll do the drive-thru when I'm looking super ratchet and hungover on the weekends. Nobody wants to see that.
You know, Starbucks, will you do us a favor? I love the app, but you're right. I still have to go in. Will you just let us drive through the drive-thru? I'll wait, because there's times where I'm in my PJs and I'm like, I don't want to walk in there, but I also don't want to explain the complexities of my order. So...
Wait, this whole time when you guys using the app, I thought you were going in the drive-thru to pick up your stuff.
No, you have to walk in,
and then walk back. Okay.
Yeah, so but it's just on a little thing waiting for you, so you just grab and go.
But you got to be seen in public.
You do have to walk in.
You do have to be seen.
If you're Amber Ratchet. Oh, my God. Anyway, so somewhere... So speaking of Starbucks, this is the first drive-thru drama, which is this dumbest thing I've ever heard, and we're just going to get this out of the way. Somebody just found out that they have a camera on us when we're ordering. And the internet is freaking out.
Wait, there's cameras in every drive-thru no matter what. Yeah.
I just always assumed that.
By law.
I thought that when you drove up and they knew that you were there by seeing you in the camera, right?
Your car will...
It used to be there was like the thing. Ding, ding. Yeah, it was like driving into the gas station. And you drove over the little.
I feel like I've been inside of a place with the drive-thru and you can see
a little camera?
TV with the camera.
Well, by law, federal law, because if you're. I don't know what the PC term is. Deaf.
Oh.
Hearing impaired. Whatever. Yes.
I think deaf is okay. I think you're allowed to say that.
They have to by law so they can sign their
order. There has to be a Starbucks employee by law that knows sign language?
I guess so, because most people don't.
No way, really?
Right? I don't think so. I don't think they by law, but you're right. If I'm signing my order, someone has to be able to.
You're allowed to drive while you're deaf, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what if somebody's.
I know.
Honking it?
Uh-huh.
Or there's a train?
Right.
Okay. I've
never thought about that.
I'm going through all the stuff because I remember there being controversy at like the drive-through ATM. There's Braille on the ATM, and it's like, why would you need Braille on a drive-through ATM?
But if you're sitting in the back,
because they'd be
seat.
Driving, well, you can't drive,
right? But they're sitting in the back seat, and someone's driving.
I guess.
Yeah, you don't want to give out your.
All right.
Well, glad we solved that.
So,
but you're right. Just assume you're on camera.
You're on camera
wherever you're
always.
At.
There's two cameras in this room that we know of.
Yes.
So that's some drive-through drama. But the real thing is, if you've been involved in a tussle, a ruckus, or you've had some sort of conflict in the drive-thru, or how about this? In Troy, Michigan, 3 a.m., two different people got DUIs.
They did. They both fell asleep in their own cars.
And they didn't know each other.
And they didn't.
That feels like they should have, right?
In the same drive-thru.
Dude, let's him and Dodge, you follow me. We'll strengthen numbers.
Right.
I guess when they were asleep behind the wheel with the cars running, they didn't even put them in park. They just had their foot
that's
still
you passing
on the brake.
Out.
Yes.
While they were passed out?
Yeah.
That's talent.
It kind of.
Because if your leg gets super relaxed and comes off,
then you're on
then
motion.
You're going for it. So that's one little piece of drive-thru drama. Then another worker at a fast food restaurant was pictured with his hand stuck down his pants.
Oh, no.
What?
He was standing in the kitchen. Somebody witnessed it. They were getting food for their daughter. And she was like, wow, none of these people are wearing uniforms. And then there was a guy with both hands down his pants.
And then serving food.
Ugh.
Yeah, that...
No gloves.
Yeah.
And hands.
Okay.
Down the pants. So if you've got some drive-through drama, like even if you're the person who works at the drive-through,
yes.
We'll take it from either side, but we want to hear your drive-through drama. My wife had a little bit of, I don't know.
Ooh,
how to,
do tell.
We don't do a lot of drive-through, but my kids love the, they love a couple different places.
Okay.
Oh, for the drive-through?
Yeah. And there's one place, should I say?
Yes.
It's a place you can drive through or pull your car up and they'll roller skate out to you. How's that?
Okay, yeah.
Gotcha.
We all know.
Yep. And we, my kids don't drink soda. They just don't.
Nice.
Good for them.
But like, I mean, you know the scam, right? Like a burger's $6, the fries are $2. But if you order the meal, you get the burger, the fries, and the Coke for like $5.
Right.
So we wanted the meal, but he didn't want the soda.
Okay.
So she's like, okay, so I'll take the number one, blah. And then they're like, what soda do you want? She's like, no, we're good. Like, no, it's a meal that comes with the fries and soda. She's like, got it. We're good. We don't want anything. He's like, you can't take nothing.
You can't take nothing.
You can't. Right. And she's like, but I can.
Right. Let me show you how
this works. Here's you trying to hand me a soda.
That I'm going to pay for.
Right.
But uh-huh. I don't want it. Right.
So I'm just telling you, don't make a cherry Coke. Don't make a, what? Just don't. Well, you want to add for a Slurpee? We get to do these other things for a dollar more. It's like, I don't want it. Like, I don't want it. And they, like,
you can't not
they're in
have
a, they're in a ruckus. And he literally just keeps saying, you can't take nothing.
But that's
what
the,
I don't know how
what's
it resolved.
What's the difference? Like, ring in a meal and
right.
then just
and then just don't make the soda. How about you have the soda? Yeah. Congratulations,
right.
here's a free soda.
The soda.
Right? Yeah. Which kind do you like?
Ma'am,
what's your
you
favorite?
Cannot have
so
nothing.
What? Yeah. What happened?
I don't remember. I just know she came home and like, there was blood on her and she was like,
but no soda.
No soda.
So she got her way.
She won.
She was able to take nothing. So if you've been a part of drive-through drama, we want to hear your story. Lisa?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
What's your drive-through drama?
All right. So I was in downtown Denver, and it was super late, and we were going through this drive-through, and we sat behind this guy for 20 minutes, I kid you not, at the window, because he didn't want to pay for his food before it was handed to him.
He didn't want to pay? No, you don't hand the food, because then he's going to drive away. He wanted the food handed, then he'd pay.
That's not how that works.
That's not how the transaction works. You're in a car, dude.
Yeah.
Your getaway vehicle is obvious. But you're like, you're locked in by the curbs on either side of you, so you can't
wait
get
for this transaction to go through.
It was awful. And it was like the worst 20 minutes of my life. And then, of course, you know, they call the cops because he was getting kind of aggressive and took off. He saw the cop car come around the corner and was like, nope, I'm out.
And meanwhile, Lisa, your food's been sitting up there
right.
for 20
minutes. It's on
minutes.
A heat lamp.
Yes.
You know, Slacker, I didn't even receive. I didn't think about that, but thank you for that.
Yes, that's,
yeah,
that's gross.
Adding that.
Thank you for the call, Lisa. Yeah, I mean, in your Jeep, I would just shove them out of the way.
Exactly.
You know, that's why you need a burner car when you're going through.
Yeah, burner car.
Kelsey?
Yay.
Drive-through drama.
Yeah, so I used to work at a drive-through, and... window was always busy. We had this car pull up, and the passenger had a bong sitting on the floor all the way up into their lap, and as he rolled down the window, their entire car full of smoke came into our drive-thru.
Oh, wow.
For real?
Everyone got hungry.
Sales increased that day.
Oh, my God. Did you still serve them? I guess you have to.
My pleasure.
Yes, you still serve them.
Wow.
You're obviously a little high. You want some food for your munchies, so I'm here to serve you.
There you go.
Now the staff is high.
Thank you, Kelsey. Katya.
Yay.
I feel like I didn't say that right.
You nailed
Katya?
It.
Katya. Yeah. Okay. So what's your drive-thru drama?
So I worked for Starbucks, and we had so many drive-thru stories, but one of the recent ones, we had a lady who came over in the morning, and it was about 7:30 in the morning, one of the busiest times of the day, and she had a brand new SUV that she purchased for over $30,000 that just broke down in the middle of the drive-thru, that we could not even push it out, and they actually had to send a towing company to come pick it up because... it was totally stalled in the middle, and it was blocked for 2 hours.
Oh, 7:30 in the morning, and right. I can't get my Starbucks on.
Oh, everyone's pissed.
Oh. Everybody was pissed. It was so bad. Oh. And when the towing truck arrived,
oh my God,
the axle hook broke, so they had to send another towing truck to be able to get
both. No! God!
What the hell?
I just need caffeine! Out of my way! Thank you for the call, Connie. Kendall.
Yeah, guys.
Yay.
Drive-through drama.
So I was behind the guy in front of me, and he was just, you could just tell on one. He was freaking out. He was screaming. Finally, I overheard, I guess he had like an expired gift card that he wanted to use for his order. And they're like, sir, it's expired. Like, you can't, like, it's your total's $12.99. Like, you gotta pay.
But and he's going to die on that hill. He's not I'm not letting it go.
Yeah. And he punched the drive-thru guy in the face.
What?
Through the window.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now I'll take your gift card.
Right. This that is makes it better.
Your negotiation tactic.
It was crazy. The cops were getting there as I, like, pulled away. I was like, I got my chicken minis. I'm out of here.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Thank you for the call, Kendall. Brittany.
Yay.
Drive-thru drama.
Hi. So back in high school, my car and I was with a bunch of friends. This car in front of us tried to jump our car.
A gang fight?
Had to be called, and
did they know you?
No, they knew none. They thought that we were actually another car, but they surrounded our car and like banging on the windows, trying to get us out. And we had to call the cops in order to get them to go away. And they realized that this was not the people that they were wanting to get involved.
Oh, our bad.
Sorry. We thought you were in the Socs.
That's scary.
Oh, my God.
You can't really get anywhere.
And we were all about 18 years old, so we did not know what was going on.
That's some drama. Thank you, Brittany. Danielle.
Yay.
Drive-through drama.
Yeah, so when my friends and I were in college, we were super bored one night, and I don't know why, I decided to try to go through the drive-thru in reverse.
Fun!
It was super fun for us. The people at the restaurant were not happy about it, and they were screaming at us. And
why?
Were yelling at us because they were afraid that we were going to run over the sign on our way out. They were furious.
Oh.
I mean, because I've done it, and they weren't mad at all.
You drove back?
Yeah, because when the passenger wants to be the one who orders, you don't want them, like, breathing on you.
So you whipped it
back. Yeah, I flipped it around, and I'm like, you order, and then they can just roll their window down.
Wait, no, you have to.
It's diabolical.
Seems logical.
But no, I think the reason they weren't mad at me is they knew I'm a boy, and I know how to back a car up, and
a
bunch of girls.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.